Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Here's Jessica Blaylock, Donna Murphy, Lauren Brooks, and Blythe Brumleave.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special edition of Helmets and Heels. As you can hear in the background, we are live out at Jackson Social in Jacksonville Beach, and we have an awesome crowd on hand for the show. We are going to have so much fun tonight. For everyone who's listened to Helmets and Heels, you kind of have an idea of what we're all about. We're here to help women understand the game of football. We're here for fans to make a connection with players. And speaking of players, we're going to have two special players here tonight, Denard Robinson and Jordan Todman in the house. We're going to have so much fun with them. We're going to play a little competition. Who knows who better? So if you thought you knew Denard Robinson and you thought you knew Jordan Todman, just wait for it because you're about to find out a whole lot more. Jordan Todman actually joining us right now. As we said, one of the things that we love to do at Helmets and Heels is help women understand the game of football. So, Jordan, we're going to hit you up for a few questions about the running back position.
That's fine.
All right.
You don't really have a choice, Jordan.
Yeah, we're going to do it no matter what. Right. First off, one of the things I think people don't realize is that being a running back is more than just running the football. There are also a lot of other responsibilities that go along with it.
Yeah, we have a few things we have to do in our job. First things first is protection. You know, we got linebackers and secondary safeties and cornerbacks. We have to keep our eyes on to protect our quarterback in his drops. Also, you know, doing that and being able to catch the ball out of the backfield and being a third down back and stuff like that, noticing, you know, the down and distance to be able to get a first down.
What's your favorite play? When it's called, you get so excited.
I don't know if I should probably just give this out to the world, but it's a huddle call, so I'm going to go with a double pass. Leave it at that.
All right. Yeah. Hopefully there aren't any Titans or Colts fans listening
or Jags PR people present.
Yeah.
Writing anything
I think one thing that women probably have trouble identifying when they're watching a game is the difference between the draw play and a play-action pass. Can you break those two down for us?
The difference of a draw play is you're selling it more as a pass. So as the quarterback may be in shotgun or he may be under the center, as soon as he gets the ball and he's dropping back in his set, you know, you're kind of sitting back there like pretending, you know, that you're looking for a read, and as like a blitz pickup, you know, as someone was coming, and then you go slowly until you get the ball, and that would be a draw. And then you actually get it. On play-actions, it's where a diversion on the play. Our job is to run like we have the ball as the quarterback puts it in our pocket, and he'll pull it out to pass the ball to the open receiver or anybody down the field. So that's the difference between a draw and a play action.
Well done.
Jordan, there's a lot of people out there who say the running back position is one of the easiest positions on the field. What do you say to that?
I disagree. I wouldn't say anybody's job is easy, especially playing in the high level of the NFL, but running back job, I don't think it's easy at all. We got responsibilities, and you know, can't be a rule too violated, so I'm not gonna make any excuses. But you know, we definitely gotta pay attention to a lot of things. You know, things happen fast as soon as the ball snapped, and gotta be able to pick things up when they come.
All right, Jordan, as the running back for the Jaguars, you need to tell me who you think is the most elite running back in the NFL.
Between Adrian Peterson and McCoy for the Eagles.
Why?
They're both, you know, stat-wise, it's just wild. And the things that, you know, I've seen them both, predicaments I've seen them get out on film, and, you know, and you think they're down, and, you know, they just palm touch or they break a tackle or make somebody miss an open field that, you know, are able to spring them for a long run and, you know, put their team in, you know, good situation. So the things they do are really good in the running game.
And especially Adrian Peterson, freakish athlete. I mean, the ACL tear and the way that he was able to rehab it and come back was unbelievable.
Yeah, he healed up something like Wolverine or something. I don't know how he did it, but he came back really fast and had a successful season.
All right, well, give us an idea specifically for the Jaguars what this running back core is going to look like heading into this season.
I feel like right now we have a solid running back crew, and we all have, you know, our special things that, you know, might you know, we may be a little bit a slight head better than each other, but at the same time, you know, we all get along here, and we're able to, you know, coach each other up. If, you know, if you see something on the sideline that, you know, one of your players seen on the field, you know, tell them, hey, did you see this position? Or, hey, maybe you think you could have ran this way. So it's called PCP, and it's players coaching players. It's something that we have going on with this running back crew. And I really think we can all, you know, do things to, you know, help this team this year and have a successful season.
Now, I've heard that the running back core is called the Wolf Pack and that you have some special nicknames for each other. Since Denard's not here yet, would you like to give everyone his nickname?
We have a few Wolf Pack names. I can't tell you whose they are, but we got a heavy wolf. We got a sleepy wolf. We have a mixed wolf. And we got a few wolves. So, you know, that's just a sly of their nicknames. But I'm not going to tell you who they belong to, but they're in the pack.
The Wolf Pack. I love that. Well, one thing that the Jaguars have had to adjust to, I mean, obviously Maurice Jones-Drew was so solid for this team for so long. He provided leadership, not just in the running back core, but on the offense in general. What's it been like in the locker room without Maurice?
The pack is missing a wolf right now. I'll say that. You know, Maurice, you know, who's something special when he's here, you know, being a role model and a leader and doing the things he's done and being able to, you know, teach us. So me and D-Rob were able to learn from him. But, you know, we know how the business goes on, and we just, you know, at this point we all get together and another player has to, you know, step up and, you know, kind of try to fill the shoes or through the role. And, right now, you know, we got it. You know, I feel like we're together and we're solid and, we'll miss Mojo, but, you know, the pack got to go on.
You mentioned earlier that the elite running backs in the league are AP and LeSean McCoy. There's a lot of fantasy drafts going on this week. If you have the first pick, who are you taking?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going with McCoy.
Any reason why?
Huh?
Any reason why over AP?
No, I'm just leaving it as my option. just my opinion, I'm sorry. And I'm going to just say that.
Okay.
Talk about the players coaching players. What about your coach, Gus Bradley? Describe him to us.
He is a high energy guy. You know, he'll get you going in the morning and just always positive. You know, even when you make a mistake, he'll correct you in a positive manner where you feel like, you know, you're able to see it and you're able to gain and realize if you did that just one more thing the right way, you know, the difference it would have helped. And he's here with us. You know, he's genuine and we have that, which is a big thing part of the team. And, he's hands down, you know, one of the best coaches I've ever had.
Can you give us your best Coach Gus Bradley impression?
I can't.
Come on, I know you can't.
I can't. I'm really not good at it.
How about like a do your job?
Oh, the do your job, man? Well, he's just, jeez, man. Or when he's telling a story, he's just so animated. Like, you got to, one day, if you guys are able to sneak in, you'll witness something cool.
Yeah, Gus Bradley being described as high energy is even an understatement. Yeah. I don't think I've ever met anyone like Coach Bradley. It's really amazing. We get to kind of see the happier side of Gus. You know, he's having a lot of fun in press conferences and so forth. But I imagine Gus gets after it every once in a while. I mean, we've seen on the practice field a couple of those conferences he's had to call with players.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that, though. He's that high energy. You know, he's going to talk to you and coach you. We're in a good mood, but you know, sometimes it's okay for the line to roar. You know what I mean? To yell to get your attention and then, you know, stop this period over type. And, you know, I feel like the attitude of the whole practice is felt. And, you know, we get better.
What has this transition been like for you, playing for the Jags these past few seasons? And really, since you've been in the NFL after being drafted initially by the Chargers, I believe, yeah, it was, out of UConn.
It's been a long journey, should I say, but fourth year now in the league. This growing with Jacksonville, being here, going on two seasons or more, and I like it. You know, I feel comfortable. Awesome. It's cool to be here. And then with the playbook and going over things and just feeling comfortable and just love where it's going and heading where the team's going.
All right, you mentioned stats. What would your ideal season be stats-wise?
Well, I guess you always got to shoot for the stars, and I would shoot for the best. Anyway, you know, over 1,000 yards rushing would be an ideal season.
And do you have a touchdown, Dan?
I have a few of them. I have a few dances.
And we've got plenty of room. I mean, maybe we can take a look at some of those later.
Soon the music drops, we're on it.
Well, there's a lot of optimism surrounding the Jaguars right now. And I mean, so much of it is from Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell and all the changes that they've made. But a lot of it has to do with the fact that things are just looking up for this team. There's a different feel down at that stadium and in that locker room. What are your hopes for this team now that the regular season is so soon to kicking off?
I hope, you know, we continue to, you know, work hard and get better and prove ourselves and prove to people and just keep just working and striving for victory, getting better day by day and putting it out on film. And then now, you know, we practice against each other. You've been through camp, through preseason. Now Sunday's coming up, and we got great opportunities to, you know, go against other, you know, other high level teams where, you know, the games really count and matter and you know, try to get victories.
How excited are you about all of these new additions as far as the draft? I mean, the Jaguars really attacked the defense, the defensive side of the ball last year, but you take a look at this draft and free agency period with guys like Toby Gerhart, you know, they really addressed a lot of needs on offense, like Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson in that second round. How excited are you about these new additions to the offense?
They're great additions. They're playmakers. You know, they got speed. They can make people miss in open field. It just gives us more firepower, you know, and you feel like at any point in time, any one of those guys could score and make a big play, you know, to help us in the season. And we always need that, you know, so I'm happy to have them, and, you know, they're going to make a difference for us this year.
Well, we're going to continue to get to know you on the other side. Maybe switch it up and not talk so much football, talk a little bit more off-the-field stuff. You're also going to compete against Denard Robinson in a little bit in a competition of which teammate knows which teammate better. Do you want to remind everybody listening that we are live at Jackson Social. We are out in Jacksonville Beach. So stop by, come and say hey, come meet Jordan Todman and Denard Robinson. We'll continue to get to know Jordan a little bit better when we do return. You are listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to a special edition of Helmets and Heels. Do want to let you know that we are live out at Jackson Social. Boy, this is an unbelievable restaurant.
Yeah.
We have an awesome crowd on hand. It is such good food. They have drink specials going on. It is located at 1161 Beach Boulevard. Very close to Jacksonville Beach if you do want to come out. We are joined by Jaguar running back Jordan Todman. The good news is that Denard Robinson is also about to be in the house. We saw him pull up. We were looking forward to having him join us. But we want to get to know Jordan a little bit better off the field. So we're going to ask Jordan a series of questions so that you can get to know him better. And be sure to listen because we are giving out not one, but two pairs to the Jaguars' fourth and final preseason game. That is going to be Thursday night against the Atlanta Falcons at Everbank Field. Does anybody want tickets out there? All right, that's what I thought. But to win tickets, you do have to be here in attendance at Jackson Social, and you need to listen up because we are going to ask you a question about both Jordan and Denard, and whoever gets the answer correct is going to win those tickets. All right, so Jordan, what is your favorite food?
I love breakfast. I'm going to say I love pancakes.
Syrup? Just syrup, butter?
Oh, I need
peanut
syrup.
Butter?
Syrup, chocolate chip, maybe some
whipped cream.
Banana whipped cream.
I like chocolate.
Yeah. Can I interrupt real quick? Peanut butter?
Yes, it
is
delicious.
I don't do that.
Yes.
No?
My mom, who's in the crowd tonight, always put peanut butter on our pancakes growing up, and we loved it. We've done it ever since.
Good.
All right, so breakfast food. What's your favorite movie?
I'm going to have to go with Step Brothers. It's one of my favorite movies.
Can you quote any Step Brothers quotes for us?
Off the top of my head,
clean.
I can't. Off the top of my head.
I'm not sure, but you sound like an angel with wings growing out of your arms. Whatever it is, after he sings this song,
yes.
Will Ferrell. I can't remember it offhand. I'm usually so good with movie quotes, too.
I lost it.
You're concentrating.
All right, favorite music artist?
Meek Mill, probably. Meek Mills.
Meek Mills.
You got
Meek
it.
Mills. Okay, I don't even think I've ever heard of them. What songs do they sing that we would know?
Dreams and Nightmares, maybe one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you sing a little for us?
No, this voice. No, I didn't warm it up, you know what I mean? So I need some time.
Just drink a little sweet tea.
This voice is too deep and rest.
I thought before the show started, I think I heard someone say they were the skinny Barry White.
Was
that you?
I heard someone say that,
I heard
too.
Someone say that, too. I'm just not sure who it was.
I heard him come through.
You know what? It might have been Denard Robinson, who is now in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, can we get some love for Denard Robinson? We got. You know what? I'll tell you. Michigan Nation is everywhere.
That's what I'm talking about. Go blue everywhere. Huh?
You gotta love that. You know what? Well, Denard, we'll get to know you too. We'll ask you some of these. Jordan, how old were you when you started playing football?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
What made you want to play?
I just grew up playing in the backyard with older cousins and then family, and then I got into organized sports right then and there and fell in love right away.
Did you start at running back?
Yes.
Running okay.
Back. Yep.
Denard, what about you?
I started at five, and I was playing running back, too. So,
when did you switch to quarterback?
The next year. Okay. So when I was 6 years old, I stopped playing quarterback.
Was that the position you were primarily recruited at? I mean, we know you obviously played quarterback in Michigan. You were such a threat on the ground. Did you ever think about possibly playing running back on the collegiate level, or was it always about playing QB?
I never got offered as a running back, so I got offered like a receiver, DB, and stuff like that. So I never really got offered as a running back at all.
What was it about Michigan that made you want to go there?
I mean, it's like no other. I mean, we walk in the stadium, you walk in the facilities, you meet the coaches, and the tradition behind it is nothing like it.
What about you, Jordan? You played college ball at UConn, obviously.
Yeah.
What was it about Connecticut?
We're just becoming a Division I team, and I want to be part of something new, something different, and also Connecticut, and me being from Massachusetts is close to home, and my family could be there.
And both of you incredibly successful throughout the course of your college career. Favorite color?
I'm going to go with blue.
Michigan blue? Or Connecticut
no,
blue?
Blue Connecticut blue. Blue chip blue.
Or yeah. Gator blue. Come on, Jessica.
No Gator stuff. Get out of here.
Oh.
No, I'm just joking.
No, you're not.
What about you, Denard? You got some blue on. Okay. Looks like Gator blue to me.
Royal blue. Yeah, I mean, never go bad with that. I like royal blue and black, so that's my team. That's my colors.
All right. What was your favorite team growing up, Denard? Professional or college? Who did you have to watch? Who did you pull for religiously?
So you might hate me because of this.
Uh-oh.
I pulled for Florida State growing up.
What? Oh, we got people in the crowd doing the
oh no
chomp. Unbelievable.
Jordan, right? Why did you do that?
Yeah. No. Yeah. It was bad.
We will continue this edition of Helmets and Heels with Jordan Todman. Denard, I think there might be a seat over there in the very back that someone
right next to the youngest Jaguar fan in Jacksonville over there. Baby Amelia. If you haven't seen Amelia, she's less than 3 months old and she's over there sporting her Jaguar stuff.
There it is.
So that's where you're going to
Jaguar fan. In
yay, Amelia.
We are joined by Jaguar running backs Jordan Todman and Denard Robinson. All right, Jordan, same question for you. What was your favorite team growing up?
I grew up watching the Pats, Patriots, New England Patriots. In college, I had to watch, Reggie Bush when he was with the USC, and that was it, pretty much.
Well, New England's funny because it's so professional-oriented versus college. I mean, you've probably got a lot of Syracuse fans up in New England who follow basketball, but other than that, I think with football, it's really NFL-dominated.
It is. The Celtics get a little bit of love, but they're good, and Red Sox too, but football, the Patriots really dominant team there.
All right, Denard, we asked Jordan this earlier. Curious your answer. If you had the number one pick in a fantasy football draft, who would you draft? Maurice Jones-Drew always said he would take himself number one overall every year.
Of course he did.
I'll pick Denard Robinson.
Yes! There it is. Keep that tradition alive. I love it. Favorite type of car?
Benz.
A Benz?
That's him.
Which is what he drives.
I would say a Lambo.
Lamborghini?
Right. Yeah, they're nice. Lamborghini's
very
nice.
Yeah, those are very nice.
I'm not saying I will ever purchase them, but I'm saying they look very nice. Yes.
Let's go to your garage, huh?
Alright, I think this is a good one. I think this is one people always want to know. Toughest player you've ever played against. Jordan, I'll start with you. Who's the toughest guy you've ever had to go against?
Well, that's a tough question. That is a very tough question.
I can tell you who it was. J.J. Watt.
Yeah, not surprising. An elite defensive end for the Texans. J.J. Watt, I think, had what, almost 30 sacks, like between 25 and 30 sacks by himself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Last year. Are you guys pretty worried about that Texans defense now that they've added Jadeveon Clowney?
We go anywhere to compete.
Yeah, anywhere. Any place. Any time.
To compete. You know?
And you're not worried because they have Ryan on Patrick, huh?
That's awesome. All right, we are joined by Denard Robinson and Jordan Toneman. We're going to finish with this one because we saved the best for last. Denard, who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Are you going to be honest? That's the other question.
Alicia Keys. She's my girl.
You're going to have to fight it out with Mojo over that one. Yeah. I remember talking to Maurice in the locker room last year, and I don't even know how that came up. How we go from talking the Jaguars offense to Alicia Keys, I have no clue. But he is a big Alicia Keys fan. So
me too.
You know what? I'm going to take D-Rob, though, in that battle. I think D-Rob got it.
You
got
to get him.
How old is Alicia?
I don't know. Age is nothing but a number.
It doesn't matter.
That's right, ladies. Age is nothing but a number, is what the nine just said. Yeah.
All right, Jordan, what about you? Your celebrity crush?
I'd have to go with Beyonce. Looks very nice.
Very nice. Not bad.
Yes.
Beyonce, she is an unbelievably beautiful woman. Yeah. I can even admit that. I feel secure enough to say that Beyonce is a very beautiful woman. All right. We're going to wrap up a little bit early because when we do return, Denard and Jordan are going to face off in a competition of who knows who better. I've got fantastic questions for you. I decided to make it a little bit easier, so I'm going to give you the answers to pick in a multiple choice format.
Okay.
But I didn't make it too easy.
Don't make it too easy.
And we're going to see who knows who better. He is Denard Robinson. He is Jordan Todman. I'm Jessica Blaylock. We have Blythe Brumley, Lauren Brooks, and Donna Murphy in the house. We are live at Jackson Social on Beach Boulevard. So be sure to stop by, come and see us, say hey to the guys, and just have a good time. We will return and find out which teammate knows which teammate better. You are listening to Helmets and Heels. It is 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Girls just want to talk football. More Helmets and Heels, now, on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Turn up.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels. All right, I need to hear the crowd. We're going to get this trivia game going, but first I need to hear from the crowd. How excited are you to be at Jackson Social tonight with Denard Robinson and Jordan Todman? We're having such a great time out here. It really is just an unbelievable atmosphere.
And everybody just got shirts, Jessica.
Yeah, they did. And we still have two pairs of tickets to give away to the Jaguars' fourth preseason game on Thursday night against the Falcons. But you have to be here at Jackson Social to be able to win those tickets. All right, now it really is the moment of truth. We've had the opportunity to get to know Jordan a little bit better off the field. We've had the opportunity to get to know Denard a little bit better off the field. Now we want to see how well they know each other. I mean, lockers are pretty close by in the locker room. You guys have played together for a couple of seasons. This team, what I love about it so much is everyone is friends outside of work. So I think you guys have a pretty good shot. I need a drum roll. I know, I need a drum roll to get this.
Let's do it.
Oh, there you go. Denard, you ask and you receive. All right. First question. Denard, what is the one thing that Jordan takes on a road trip? Is it A, his phone, B, cologne, or C,
his iPod.
I know he want to smell good, but I'm gonna go with his. I'm gonna go with his phone. I gotta say his phone.
Correct.
Ah, there it is.
Denard is one for one. All right, Jordan, same question for you. What is the one thing that Denard takes on a road trip? Is it A, his watch, B, his phone, or is it C, his laptop?
For sure it's the phone. I know. He's not going nowhere without that phone.
That is correct. All right, see, that's pretty easy so far, right? That's easy. You got to have the phone on
the road trip. A little advantage.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to start out a little bit easier, but do not underestimate these questions. They may get a little tougher as we go along. All right. Denard, what would be Jordan's theme song in life? Is it A, Hard Knock Life by Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm.
B, Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill?
Mm.
C, On Top of the World by T.I.?
Oh. I'm going with B, Nightmares by Meek Mill.
Dreams and Nightmares. Correct!
Hold on, wait a minute.
Hey, let's go! Let's go!
Hey.
Oh, gosh, that was amazing. I wish everyone could see those dance moves. All right, Jordan, what would Denard's theme song in life be? Is it A, Lifestyle by Rich Gang?
Yeah.
B,
yeah.
Take It to the House by Trick Daddy?
Hey.
Or
hey.
C,
hey.
Or C, Put On for My City by Young Jeezy?
Put on. I'm going to have to go with Lifestyle.
You got it. Two for two. Man, these guys know each other, as they should. All right.
A wolf pack.
Yes. I don't want to holler. We out here.
The wolf's here.
All right, man. Jordan Todman and Denard Robinson doing well so far. They are two for two. I have a feeling you guys are going to be three for three on this question.
Let's go.
All right. This is one that I think pretty much everyone knows. Denard, what is Jordan Todman's nickname? Is it A, Todd's?
Todd's, let's go. Let's
go. He doesn't even need
that's
the good. Other
all right,
two.
Let's go.
All right, A, Todd, that is correct. And Jordan, obviously, what is Denard's nickname? A, D-Rob, B, X for his middle name, Xavier.
Just X.
Or
it is Xavier.
C, Shoelace.
Definitely Shoelace.
Got it. Three for three. Yes. We are on a roll.
Although Gus does not call you Shoelace.
No, he doesn't.
Gus calls you D-Rob.
D-Rob. Yeah. Gus has a nickname for pretty much everyone on the field. Oh, yeah. I figured that out. But Austin Pastor is Frenchie.
Oh, yeah.
You're Todd's. You're D-Rob.
Brancher.
Brancher for Andre Branch. Yeah. What
Clem
other one?
For Chris Clemmer.
Who's everybody?
It's a lot.
Yeah. My goal in life is to get one from Gus Bradley.
I know. That's when you know you've made it in life, is when Gus Bradley gives you a nickname. All right. Now, this one I think is actually going to be a little bit tougher.
Okay.
Denard, what is Jordan's greatest athletic achievement?
Yeah.
Was it A,
yeah,
getting drafted, B, his first touchdown in the NFL, or C, winning Big East Player of the Year?
Yo, I don't know this one. Let me see. I might go with the first touchdown.
First touchdown in the NFL?
No, I'm not going to go with that. I'm not going to go with that.
C. A, getting drafted, B, first touchdown in the NFL, or C, winning Big East Player of the Year?
I'm going with C. I think C. And that's my final answer.
We also, you know what, if you do want to phone a friend later, we might allow you to do that. As long as your friend is Jordan Todman, not your phone. Jordan, what was your greatest athletic achievement? You know what, you don't even need to phone a friend because you got it right.
Boom!
Jordan said that his greatest athletic achievement was winning Big East Player of the Year. That had to be such an honor for you, Jordan.
Oh, yeah. It was good. Good achievement.
Shows that hard work pays off. All right, Jordan. Denard might be able to move ahead on this one if you answer it wrong. Let's see if you get it correct. What is Denard's greatest athletic achievement? Is it A, being named a first-team All-American in 2010, B, setting a record at Michigan for total offense, or C, scoring his first touchdown in Pop Warner football?
I'm going to go where it started from the beginning. I'm going to have to go with Pop Warner touchdown.
Got it!
You know,
yeah.
When When you're eight and that, when you're that young, that excitement is different, man.
All right, Dinar, what do you remember? What do you remember about your first ever touchdown in Pop Warner football?
My shoes was untied. Yo.
And that's why they call it shoelace.
My shoes.
Dude, you guys are 4 for 4.
We might have to strip the multiple choice away and just go fill in the blank, Jeff.
Seriously, Denard Robinson and Jordan Todman really know each other well, doing a good job in this game. All right. Let's switch it up from greatest athletic achievement. Actually, no, I want to ask you about something, because I'm surprised that you didn't say getting on the cover of Madden. That is a ridiculous honor. I mean, for people who don't know, Madden is pretty much the biggest video game as far as the NFL or college football. I mean, pretty much any sport. So to make the cover of Madden is huge.
It is huge. I mean, it was a great accomplishment, but, you know, my first touchdown was just...
It set the tone for everything else.
It just made me want to just keep going, you know?
Got it. All right. Fifth question on our little game of who knows who better. Denard, what has been Jordan's most nerve-wracking moment throughout his career in sports? Was it A, the draft process, B, his first start at UConn, or C, his first NFL start?
That's tough. How you gave him a tough three right there?
Those are all tough right there. Don't even help me this time. I mean, just don't even repeat it. I'm just. I really don't know this one. I'll try to say I'm gonna just go with his first start in the NFL.
Oh, first wrong answer!
It's all right, bro.
It's all good.
Still keeping it tight.
I know, you've done so well so far. Actually, Jordan said his most nerve-wracking moment was actually the draft process. What was so nerve-wracking about it?
That's crazy.
Waiting for that phone call, you probably burned so many calories pacing back and forth.
Yeah.
You're stressed, you're worried, but when you get that phone call, nothing else matters. You're just so excited. It was very nerve-wracking.
Did you cry?
I didn't. Not yet. No. Not at the party, I did.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Same question for you, Jordan. What has been Denard's most nerve-wracking moment throughout his career in sports? Was it A, the NFL draft, B, his first start at Michigan, or C, National Signing Day, as far as where he was going to commit to play
his
college?
His first start at Michigan. I'm going with B.
Correct. First start at Michigan. That puts Jordan Todman up 1 over Denard Robinson.
There it is.
First start at Michigan. All right. You described your first ever touchdown for us. What was your first start at Michigan like? I mean, that is a huge stage to play on.
What's crazy, my first start at Michigan was against Todman. Yeah, so it was my first start against UConn.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
so
perfect.
Yeah, just coming out of the tunnel was crazy.
All right, who got the better of that game? Who came out on top?
Obviously. it was close, you know what I mean? But it's fine.
You
win some, you lose.
Yeah, that one didn't stick with you.
Bernard, you played quarterback in that game, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you throw any, thank you for the ma'am, did you throw any touchdowns in that one?
I threw a couple, I don't know for sure.
You know what, I threw a couple, I ran for a couple, no big deal. Dual threat quarterback, totally fine. All right, okay. This one I think is a lot of fun too, because I know what I personally think would be most miserable out of all of this, even though I've never been in the cold tub and I never want to be in the cold tub, but we'll ask you guys. Denard, what did Jordan say he likes least? A, the cold tub, B, training camp in this ridiculously hot Florida weather, or C, conditioning?
Everybody hate conditioning tests. Come on. That's easy.
Conditioning.
Yes.
Got it. Nailed it.
Man.
All right. So, what do you do to condition, especially during the off season, when you're more responsible for yourself and keeping yourself in shape?
Different type of running.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different type of running.
Different type of running.
Yeah, it's. Like running track.
Do you get crazy like Mercedes Lewis? I mean, Mercedes does yoga and swimming and MMA and.
See, that's, I don't do that. I do a lot of running instead of doing like that. So he's a veteran in the game, so I need to start chasing after him and doing things he's doing. Yeah, instead of doing all this crazy running.
If I was you guys, I would make sure that Jessica got put in the cold tub at some point.
No.
That's a good idea.
We can make that happen.
Make that happen.
Oh, I have absolutely no desire whatsoever. I don't care how hot it gets.
Cold tub challenge, huh?
Cold tub challenge. Right. Yes. I was in one once. It feels like your bones are breaking. Yeah. When you get in.
You get used to it after a while.
You? Okay.
Alright, you know what? If the cold tub challenge is thrown out there, I will prepare for it one day and I will accept it. We'll get it on video to prove to the world that
you got what it takes.
I have what it takes. Okay. Exactly.
Alright,
so.
Cannonball?
Don't do that.
Cannonball in the hut or in the cold tub. I might not come back out of the cold tub if I do that. Alright, so Jordan, same question for you. What does Denard like least? The cold tub, A, cold tub, B, training camp in that crazy hot weather, or C, conditioning?
With his response, I'm going to have to go with conditioning.
Wrong!
Cold tub?
No! Denard hates training camp in that hot Florida weather.
He's from Florida. I would never guess that.
You can never get used to this heat at all.
Ever.
This is habitat. I thought for sure.
You can never get used to this heat.
I have lived here my entire life, and I still, I mean, you guys are actually out there practicing. I'm just standing there sweating, and I think it's miserable. I can't even imagine. And some of the guys wear pants and long sleeve shirts under their uniforms.
I do it all the time.
Oh. He wears long sleeves. I can't do it.
Absolutely crazy. All right.
I think it feels fantastic.
Can we get a score update, by the way?
We're all tied up.
We are tied up at six apiece. You guys are
six total. Five correct, one incorrect.
Man.
Six questions down.
Denard Robinson and Jordan Todman, you guys are knocking this out of the park. All right. Question number seven. Ooh, this is a fun one. All right. Denard. If Jordan wasn't playing in the NFL, what would his career be? Would he be A, a motivational speaker, B, a guidance counselor, or C, a physical therapist?
I like these noises.
He's a good motivational speaker, but I don't know if he'd do that. Massage therapy? Nah.
You're trying to feel him out.
So I'm going to go with B.
Guidance counselor.
Yes.
Got it. Jordan would be a guidance counselor. Any specific age group? I mean, would you want to be a high school guidance counselor?
High school, probably.
High school. Yeah. I feel like you could give some kids some really good advice.
Yeah,
I could
see you doing that. Speaker too with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Make them, put them both in under guidance counselor. All right. Jordan, if Denard wasn't playing football in the NFL, what would his career be? Would he be A, a coach, B, a chef, or C, a veterinarian?
He's a coach. Hey. Hey. You chef? No way. I'm going to say. Boy, you'd be out of business so fast.
That is not a ringing endorsement. I don't know if Denard's ever made dinner for the group.
Whoa, then you would
be out of business.
I'm going to have to cook one time because he's
going to
have
to put it to the test. Really to
all right, I'll take the cold tub challenge, and then you can make dinner one night, and we'll all sample it and see how quickly.
Have you taken some lessons already to become a chef?
Not yet. One day, me and Tad are going to take some lessons.
You and Tad are going to take them together. Yeah.
Denard, what kind of coach would you be? Would you be like Gus? I mean, would you just be up all the time, running around, giving a high five to every player on the field before the game even starts?
That's how you got to be. I mean, that's the only way I could be. I mean,
would you use words like get better every day and consistent?
I write down his notes every day, and I think if I be a coach, I'm going to do the same thing you do. So I want to just keep that motivation that he has.
Well, I think you're set up for success then. All right. We're going to make you sing on this one. Don't think we're not going to make you sing. You know, I think you might know what's coming. All right, Denard, let's say we all go out for karaoke after this. What is Jordan's go-to karaoke song? Is it A, Maria, Maria by Santana?
Hey.
B, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor?
I Will Survive.
Or C... Or Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
Oh, what'd you say, Say My Name? Say My Name?
Finable offense.
All right, I'm going to cross that one out, so we're not going to say that one. Okay, who asked the first two?
Maria, featuring Santana, or I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
I got to go with A.
What is it, Jordan?
Maria.
Boom!
Oh!
What? There it goes.
That's why everybody knows it. I'm not singing. Hey. It's a good song.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Same question for you, Jordan. We're going karaoke after this. What's Dinar jumping on the mic and singing? Is it A, This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan? Is it B, No Scrubs by TLC?
No Scrubs.
Or is it C, Nice and Slow by Usher?
Ooh. Nice and slow, huh?
Oh,
I'm gonna choose.
Oh wee, baby!
I'm going with Montel Jordan.
No! Nice. Yes.
Hey, you haven't said final answer yet.
Okay.
If you want to switch it up.
Nice
and slow by Usher.
Oh, man.
Wait, are we giving that cut?
You know what? We'll give it to him.
Hey.
The best part about this answer was earlier in the locker room today when I was gathering my research. I went up to Dinard and I said, Dinard, all right, give me your go-to karaoke song. And he's like, what's that song by Usher? It's 7 o'clock on the dot. And then you look at Mike Brown, and you both are just singing it, waiting to get to the chorus so you can name what the song is. Oh, that's fantastic. I want to see that performance, by the way.
I got to one day.
All right. Two more questions left.
Oh, still all tied.
And we are all tied up. So, I mean, this is it. Two more opportunities to pull ahead. All right, Dinard, if Jordan could meet anyone famous, who would it be? Would it be A, Muhammad Ali, B, Martin Luther King Jr., or C, Will Smith?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? No, maybe so. No, Martin Luther King.
Correct.
Good choice.
Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, obviously, so much admiration and respect for the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. What's the one question you would ask him?
Well, I guess I'd thank him first, most importantly, and then, you know, try to pick his brain and get some knowledge.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great one. All right, same question. Jordan, if Dinard could meet someone famous, who would it be? A, Gandhi, B, Nelson Mandela, or C, Mother Teresa?
I'm going B, Nelson Mandela.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nelson Mandela.
Good luck.
Same question for you, Dinard. I mean, Nelson Mandela, obviously so much like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and just his impact in this world. What would you want to say to Nelson Mandela?
Just thank you. And just, like you said, pick his brain and just, that's it. Just
absolutely.
Pick his brain. Just try to be like him, you know.
All right. Final question for Dinard Robinson and Jordan Todman. This might break it. We'll see. All right. Dinard, what is Jordan's favorite childhood movie?
Yeah.
Is it A, Lion King, B,
Ooh.
Remember the Titans, or C, Little Rascals?
Oh,
put that pressure on you now.
Golly, I don't know this one. This is going to be a tough one for me.
Oh, we're getting help from the crowd now.
What's y'all going with? Lion King? We're going Lion King.
Oh, play that folk country.
Wrong side.
Left side.
Wrong side.
Wrong side.
Wrong side.
Remember the time.
But that was a tough one.
That was a tough one.
I mean, Lion King, you can never go wrong with Lion King. Everybody,
I know.
Loves,
or
Lion King.
Everybody loves Lion King.
Jordan, I know you cried and Remember the Titans.
Yes, I also cried in Lion King, too. The stampede came. It was terrible.
It was terrible. All right. This might be the question that gives us a winner in this competition.
Here we go.
Jordan, what is Dinard's favorite childhood movie? Is it A, Cop and a Half, B, Goonies, or C, Kindergarten Cop?
A. He's not giving me any eye contact here. So, God. So what's the first two one again?
A, Cop and a Half. B, Goonies.
All right, I'm going for the crowd also. What do you guys think? Goonies? Who said Half Wake Up?
Who says Cop and a Half? Let me see some hands for Cop and a Half.
I'm gonna go for the underdog. We only got three of us. If you guys lose, I lose with you. I'm gonna go Half.
Okay, you're gonna go A, Cop and a Half. Country, play the quote. Do we have a winner? He wants to be a cop. We have a winner. That's correct. Oh man, boy! But you know what? Let's hear a round of applause for both Denard Robinson and Jordan Cobbin, because I think that they did awesome in this competition. All right, well, we thank both of you guys so much for coming out. What a great crowd on hand. Thank you to Jackson Social for having us. Unbelievable night. Denard and Jordan are going to stick around for just a few minutes to sign autographs and take pictures. Other than that, have a fabulous night. This is Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.